This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're talking with Carbondale leaders as we prepare for the August 21st eclipse about those issues and some others within the city of Carbondale. Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams, both in studio. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. We've talked a lot over the last several months about the eclipse that's coming up on August 21st here in this region. And we can't get out of not talking about it since we won't see you again until after it's done. Gary, how are things going as far as planning? And what are you kind of tying up loose ends for with just about a month remaining?
Well, we've spent over a year internally having, we were having bi-weekly meetings till a couple months ago, and then we've been bringing more people into the fold, and our public safety people have probably started earlier than anybody, and that's been a regional coordination with the state police and the county sheriffs, ambulance services. We've had conversations for well over a year with the state public safety director's office, Illinois Emergency Management Agency. But we've designated certain people within the city over the last year to handle parking, to handle media relations, and to handle logistics. And I feel really good about the plan we've got at this point. I think we're very well prepared. I mean, obviously there's always things are going to come up that we're not expecting, but as of right now, I think we're really prepared and we're ready to welcome folks.
You mentioned parking. There's going to be several spots throughout the city and kind of around the city where you can park, and there will be shuttles into the main areas. For people who live in this region or even live in the city of Carbondale, they're not coming into the hotels where you might see some specials and things. What recommendations do you have for them, how they should get into the city and what they can see and do?
Well, we do have remote parking lots, and we did that exactly for that reason. We're hoping that folks that come in for the day or for maybe entertainment on Saturday or Sunday will park away from downtown and create less gridlock. And we will have shuttles 15 hours a day on Saturday and Sunday and all through the day on Monday. We will have also a shuttle operating from City Hall, which will be the drop-off point for all the shuttles to and from campus throughout the weekend. But for local people, all of our public parking that we currently have downtown, we have well over 1,000 spots. Those will be open. We're not going to allow people to park there long-term. We need those spots to turn over. So we'll be enforcing that throughout the weekend with two-hour max parking. So I don't think that we're going to have a lot of tourist visitors parking in those lots for that reason, because they're going to have to move. So obviously we would prefer people walk if you can, if you're going to come downtown, obviously ride a bike, but anything they can do to alleviate gridlock, we would appreciate.
Sure. Mayor Henry, how's this experience going for you? This is your first term in office, and now you've got this enormous event ahead of you.
Well, I think it's interesting. Early on, I characterized this as planning for a disaster. The difference is we know exactly when and where it's going to happen, and we have a lot of advance notice. So city staff has really done an excellent job of this, and we've gathered in lots of folks from out in the community to come in and get involved in it. Southern Healthcare is going to set up first aid tents. We're going to have cooling tents. Early on, we rented all the tents that True Value Hardware has, because it's in August and we're going to need shelter from the sun until we're ready to go out and see the eclipse. So I think staff and everyone in the community has done an excellent job on getting us ready, and we're as far as we can go with it, I think, and cross our fingers.
You mentioned some interactions already with the business community. How do you think this will affect them? Because there's some stress going into it, but hopefully that could help boost the economy, I assume?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if we get the 50,000 people in Carbondale, it'll be a major boost to the economy, and it'll showcase SIU. So it's good all the way around. We can feature this great university and at the same time have folks come in and see Carbondale, what a good place it is, and maybe we'll have some of their students here in the next couple of years because of a good experience here.
Has any of the events or what's going on spurred some work that the city may have done over longer term into a shorter window? I know there's a lot of work going on South Illinois Avenue right now. Is that something that might have been a longer term project, but for this big event?
It It would have been when we put out the bids on it. We actually asked the bidders to bid overtime in it in order to get it complete before the eclipse. We're on track for that, so that's going really well. It absolutely has to. We have to have the streets done and restriped. Our city public works department has been out touching up light poles, our traffic poles, things like that to put our best foot forward. We even had a volunteer church group come in and paint some chain fences and things like that as a church project. So we're going to restripe crosswalks and that sort of thing where we can, and just put our best foot forward.
And of course, you'll be able to see all of that come on into the city of Carbondale and onto the SIU campus for the August 21st eclipse. You can get more information on the city's website. There's eclipse.siu.edu and our own website, wsiunews.org. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
This is WSIU In Focus.